KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's ready to engage in diplomatic talks with President Donald Trump following the departure of nearly 50 white Afrikaners who were granted refugee status in the U.S. The group left South Africa last night on a U.S.-funded charter flight. It's after Trump claimed they face racial discrimination in the country. Speaking at the Africa CEO Forum in Abidjan, Ramaphosa confirmed his intention to meet with the Trump administration.
They will determine whether Elon Musk is part of it or not. I will go with my own South African delegation.
Earlier today, International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola reiterated government's stance that white farmers are not facing persecution in South Africa.
This has been proven by a number of statistics in our country, including the police reports, which don't back that assertion of persecution of white South Africans on the basis of their race.
Lamola says all legal processes were completed before the group left the country.
There has been a process that involved the South African police with regards to the South Africans who have left, checking all their criminal records.
There's been a major development in the listeriosis class action case against Tiger Brands. The company has made a settlement offer to some of the victims who fell ill after they ate processed meat products. They've also made an offer to families who've lost relatives. 820 people fell sick and 218 lost their lives after contracting the bacterial infection in 2017. While the offer covers proven damages, Tiger Brands isn't admitting liability, with the court case still in its early stages. Health Department spokesperson Foster Mahale says the NICD is in the process of helping victims by supplying medical records to support their case.
The Department of Health is also appealing to those with enough evidence suggesting a causal link between the outbreak of listeriosis and the loss of their loved ones to come forward.
To South Africa's west coast, the Friedenberg Magistrates Court has granted 500 rand bail to the woman accused of torching Kelly Smith's home in Saldanha Bay. 27-year-old Monique Kekana was arrested in connection with the incident a day after Smith and her co-accused were convicted of kidnapping and trafficking her daughter, Jocelyn Smith. The 6-year-old, who has never been found, went missing in February last year. Kekana returns to court in June. And abroad, fresh jihadist violence in Burkina Faso has killed several dozen soldiers and civilians. It's understood that hundreds of jihadists carried out simultaneous attacks on a military detachment and police post on Sunday. Burkina Faso has endured rather a decade of attacks by groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. In the big cricket news, Virat Kohli has retired from Test cricket. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim says that he'll leave the club if their poor form continues next season. And Jannik Sinner back in action at the Italian Open today as Nomi Osaka is knocked out in the round of 16.